The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, this is your country folk surviving up here in North Dakota. This is James Kelso. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on May 29th, Sunday, 2022. We'll be together for 2 hours and of live radio in which you may have a chance to participate. We'll see how that shapes up here in just a moment, because we've got a really good treat for you, which is, yes, the namesake, the entire inspiration for this show, Donald John Trump, Big Bad John. And boy, did Babe Ruth step to the plate yesterday in Casper, Wyoming, and hit his usual grand slam. So we're going to be featuring that. You're going to have a lot of fun as the suit salesman. I don't know if you saw it. I don't know if this is an, was Men's Warehouse a national chain? But the guy who ran that used to say, "You're going to like my suit. I guarantee it." I guarantee you're going to like Donald Trump yesterday in Casper, Wyoming. So we'll get to that forthwith. If you want to try it, to squeeze a phone call in edgewise, go ahead and do it. I will even interrupt. If you're one of this show's favorites, one of the, like John in Missouri, I'll interrupt Big Bad John for John in Missouri. Or a pithy comment from him. If you are one of those elect, 512-248-8252. That's your number. 512-248-8252. If you're just somebody with a jerky comment, well, save your energy. Or, you know, one of these, you know, there are so many of them, folks. There are thousands of these people, paid provocateurs. And we're now learning, you know, for the first time, this is so refreshing. People actually can talk this way. Paid for by the FBI. That's right. Federal Bureau of Investigation. And people are saying it. People are talking. At the national level, major figures on major television and radio shows are saying that the Federal Bureau of Investigation is 100% rotten, corrupt. And in the same way that Donald Trump talks about the press as the enemy of the people, they are. And this is mind-boggling, that the top law enforcement agency in America, the guys with guns, the guys with essentially unlimited power, have gone bad. That's pretty damn scary, but it's true. And most importantly, well, people are willing to say it. Big people, not guys like me, not two-bit shows like mine. Who cares about me? Who cares about a small show? The big dogs are saying what I just said. Now, we were saying it maybe a little ahead of some of those people. Maybe we had something to do with them finally breaking into the clear and saying it themselves. But the, how did I get off on that tangent? The paid provocateur callers. There's a whole network of people, billions of dollars being expended to destroy America, to destroy Patriot Radio, to destroy Patriot Television, to destroy all Patriot organizations, to infiltrate them, to set up false flag events, to find weak-minded people. The crew, the FBI crew in Michigan, which set up lock, stock, and barrel, the whole thing, set up the phony Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping and other assorted twists to that, all of that perversity set up by the FBI. They recruited a few, and this is their specialty, they find a few suckers, a few people who are maybe not too bright, who are maybe not too stable mentally. Have you ever met a person like that? Of course, they're everywhere. And the FBI has no trouble rounding up such people. And then maybe some compromised people, somebody who's maybe on probation or parole or, someone on against whom they have leverage. Maybe they got a videotape of this person, okay? So they find a few people who are easily manipulated. Those are your fake. Those are the only people that are not actual employees of the FBI agents. Those are the dupes. But in the Gretchen Whitmer FBI operation, my numbers may be a little bit off, but it's basically like 12 out of 16 people involved were FBI operatives. And then there were four dumb bunnies who, the weak-minded, compromised, emotionally unstable people that I refer to. And you can just look at their pictures and you go, wow. I mean, I see how they got that. They set that up. But that same crew, that same FBI crew, not the, not some. This is the FBI. They sent that same crew after they finished their operation in Michigan, which was a total failure. Well, it wasn't a total failure because they got their headline that right-wingers wanted to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. It's all a lie. It was the FBI doing that. But they got their headline. And you see, part of their operation is the New York Times, the Washington Post, ABC, NBC, DNC. So that once they get their story, they run the story, right-wingers wanted to kidnap. We've broken open this plot. The violent right-wingers. That's right, you people out there, all you patriots. Violent patriots who want to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. Well, they got their headline. That cost Donald Trump a lot of votes. Because the American public in general, they're not ready yet to understand. The FBI is not your grandfather's FBI. These are not patriotic people working to protect your country from, the Rosenbergs. This is the enemy. So a lot of people are still, they'll buy these stories. Well, they sent that same crew, they packed them up, put them on a plane, and sent them to Washington, D.C. to run the January 6th setup operation. Same deal, only on steroids. Many more FBI personnel, crowds of them, not a few, hundreds of operators in D.C. on January 6th. Nancy Pelosi doesn't want you to know that. And we're going to talk about Liz Cheney in just a moment. She desperately doesn't want you to know that. Maybe we'll find out. If Jim Jordan and company regain control of the House of Representatives, and if the rhinos can be run out, maybe we'll find out. Now, but anyway, all of that about provocateur calls. We've had plenty of them right here on this show. Somebody will call up. What's a provocateur's call sound like? Okay, they're reading out of a three-ring binder, right there in front of their phone. Okay, so go along, say this, say that, say this. That sounds somewhat acceptable. Then bingo, all of a sudden, but Kelso, you haven't identified the real enemy. The real enemy. I'm going to tell you who the real enemy. And there you go. Bingo. A boatload of anti-Semitism spews out after that. Okay. That's, turn the page. Turn the page. What was that great song? Turn the page. God, that great heavy metal song. Is it Metallica? No. It's that other band. But Mustaine was in both bands. But let's turn the page. So next suggestion, You know what it is, ladies and gentlemen, and I, as a radio host, I have to be attuned to this. Violence. Violence. There you go. That's on the next page. Let's infer violence, suggest violence. Let's directly call for violence. Bingo. Violence and any other form of law breaking. And then, you know, turn the page. There's another next page down and so on. Here we go. Page three. Uncle Adolf. The Adolf play. Bring Hitler into the picture. He's the answer. Okay, and what are these provocateurs? Working for the FBI. Working for the ADL. Working for the SPLC. Working for the CIA. What are they doing with all of this? Of course, they're trying to destroy the chances for the creation, the birth of a patriot movement. Nip it in the bud. Drive good Americans away from the patriot cause. Now, what's the great achievement of Donald Trump? What is his number one achievement? Donald Trump is the man who has foiled these decades-long efforts. He is the man who has found a way to communicate patriotism to average Americans and not get destroyed by these enemies of America. This is a man who's managed to communicate over their heads. He's beaten them. All right, so anyway, we're going to go to him in just a moment. Kelso, shut up. We want to hear Donald Trump. I mentioned Liz Cheney a moment ago. Let me just start here with the, okay, let me set the stage. Let me get my chat board open here. Oh, yes, my engineer tells me it's Metallica. And God, what a great song that is. It's just ringing in the back of my head, and I can't remember it up front here. But these engineers, folks, at the Republic Broadcasting Network, these guys are so much smarter. Here's what they do. They line us all up, and the smart ones, you guys, you're the engineers, you guys and gals. sorry, you guys over here, the dumb bunnies, you're the radio hosts. who couldn't run a soundboard, unpack a file, anyway, the dumb bunnies, these are our radio hosts. Well, anyway, there we go. Here I am, red-faced, it's me. How does that Metallica song go? Anyway, we turn all those pages. Think of it as a three-ring binder. These operatives, they have a three-ring binder, and everybody, everybody who's involved in radio, we've dealt with these people damn near our whole lives. And here's the danger. We get so used to them that it kind of normalizes their presence. And what you got to do is you got to pinch yourself and say to yourself, wait, wake up, Kelso. Wake up. Here's another provocateur. Here's another agent provocateur. Yes, I lived in France for a while just to learn how to pronounce agent provocateur. We've got to quickly identify them, and don't play along with it. Don't get roped in. There are people who've gone to jail for having an agent provocateur, an FBI operative, call them on the phone, suggest something very illegal, and then here's all you have to do, folks. I know of people in jail, and all they did was say, uh-huh. That's all. Uh-huh. And they may not have even been paying attention to the agent provocateur that was on the phone with them. They might have been worrying about maybe the toast was burning or something, and they were distracted. And they just said, uh-huh. But the sentence in front of it was a suggestion of an illegal action, a crime. And that was enough to put them in jail. And they've perfected this art. No, what you have to do is you have to go, guy suggests something illegal. You have to wait. You have to say, wait, hold it right there, Jack. Hold it right there. You can take that idea and shove it. You have to do that immediately. All right. Let's get on to the man who's perfected how to do this without getting all tangled up that way, Donald John Trump. I must listen to him for just a moment. Oh, the engineers know so much about who originally came up with these songs and so on. I'll play a file of it here in a little bit. But let's listen to Donald Trump talking about Liz Cheney. The poster girl.
Much to do, and you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again, there I am up on the stage, here I go playing star again, and there I go, turn the page. Well, you walk into a restaurant, strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches. Is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered, you don't dare make a stand. Here I am.
Here I am.
On the road again.
On the road again. Turn the page, folks. The engineer came up with that. Beautiful. And you know, the engineer is, again, I say the bright part of the equation here on radio. He's working around, you know, he just worked his way through a glitch right there that I would have fallen into that ditch, and that would be the end of the show. With sparking wires and expletives in his studio. Yeah, here I am on the road again. But turn the page, folks, and that's what those operatives do. So let's go, let's watch Donald Trump. He's in Casper, Wyoming yesterday, and that's what we're going to feature on today's show. Casper, Wyoming. Let me look up over here. Is the population 58,000 people. Second biggest city in Wyoming, which is the least populous state in America. It's a place I'd love to be. I'm in North Dakota. North Dakota must be right up there with Wyoming. It's a great place to be. 58,000 people, second biggest city. I tell you right now, folks, at the Trump rally yesterday in the Ford Arena, packed like sardines, 10,000 capacity arena, probably more than that. However many they could get the fire marshal to let in there, 10,000 inside, many thousands, scores of thousands outside. I assure you, the crowd that wanted to hear Big Bad John speak yesterday in Casper was equal to the population of Casper, Wyoming. And you're going to hear in a moment here, you're going to hear the announcer, the arena announcer, announce that they are those people, those lucky Patriots that were there yesterday, are part of the largest crowd in the history of the state of Wyoming. Wow. Okay. In fact, let me play that right now, because that's kind of a gem there. And by the way, Donald Trump breaks the record everywhere he goes. Everywhere, every time, he breaks the record. All right. Let's see. All right. Mr. President, where are you? Right here. Now listen to the announcer announce this fact. This is the beginning of the rally yesterday.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are pleased to announce this is the biggest crowd in Wyoming history. I ask you to please welcome the 45th President of the United States, President Donald J. Trump.
Now, out comes our president with an army of security people. I mean, it's a big, and I guarantee you, none of them are FBI. He wouldn't trust them as far as he could throw them, because they spent 4 years trying to destroy him by every dirty trick, every illegal violation of America's Constitution, every violation and treasonous betrayal of we Americans that they could think of up there on the seventh floor of the FBI. And they're still at it. They won't stop till they're run out. Which they will be, starting January 2025. That'll start on January 20th, 2025. Donald Trump will fire the entire seventh floor of the FBI. What a man. Crowd is going wild. Save America, read the sign. Save America, says the podium. And by the way, folks, Save America, this is our last shot. I mean, it's possible I'm wrong, but I think this is it. This is the last shot to save America.
Thank you very much. What a group. Thank you very much, Wyoming, and I'm thrilled to be back in this majestic state with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots, and you are hardworking, aren't you? In 2020, we won Wyoming by the largest margin of any state in the nation, red or blue, red or blue. This is MAGA country. This is MAGA country. In fact, they gave us a new name. They made a little mistake with this one. This is Ultra MAGA country.
Ultra MAGA.
Over the next 6 months, the people of Wyoming are going to vote to dump your rhino congresswoman, Liz Cheney.
All right. No messing around.
And you're going to send the incredible Harriet Hageman to Congress, so together we are going to end Crazy Nancy Pelosi's political career once and for all. Crazy Nancy, she is crazy. And please remember that Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and Biden and all of these Democrats are totally against Wyoming and your great source of wealth. The liquid gold right under your feet, it's called energy. And they will turn you very rapidly into a very poor state if you don't do something. So you have to do something. I let it go. We really were swinging in Wyoming. We were swinging like never before. They want to close you down. So remember that when you walk into that booth. Right, Harriet? They're going to remember. And Harriet's the exact opposite. As everyone here understands, Joe Biden and the radical Democrats are destroying our nation before our very eyes, are destroying our nation. But perhaps even worse than the betrayals of the socialist left and communists, right? Look, the press hates to say that. How could you say that? Look, woman, you got a lot of press back there. Got a lot of press. Why are there so many? What?
Now, yes, there's a lot of press there. But did they show Donald Trump yesterday on TV? No. Absolutely not. We are in George Orwell's 1984. So America yesterday did not see this magnificent. You're getting it here on Republic Broadcasting. You're not getting it on any of the enemy of America media. They're not. They're trying to make Donald Trump vanish into the memory hole. So this is part of our challenge. I mean, it is, folks, it's bad. I mean it when I say this is our last chance. And notice that Donald Trump right there, just he doesn't mince words. He bang, bingo. He steps up to the plate and points to the center field fence and bang, next pitch. Donald Trump calls them what they are, which nobody priorly has said. They're communists. They're all stinking communists. The Democrat Party is the Communist Party. It is the CCP. In fact, the CCP of China, well, why compare the two operations? Schumer is operating the American Communist Party. So is Nancy Pelosi. And Donald Trump's the first guy with the balls to say it. So, and he continues to be. You know, at the NRA convention in Houston just concluded, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas didn't show up. He didn't show up. Oh, he didn't show up because there was a shooting. There was a shooting in Uvalde. So, oh, no, he wheeled himself out of there. He doesn't want to, oh, no. Ho, that's too hot for me to touch. All right, go. Okay. Donald Trump showed up. Ted Cruz showed up. The real men showed up. And they add, stepped up to the plate and hit it over the center field wall. Because what happened to Uvalde is, in fact, our point. That's exactly, get your children out of those damn schools. And if you're going to send them to a school, make damn sure it's a hardened school. Make sure there's a man with a loaded gun in the school who knows how to use it. Make sure there's a locked single entrance. And we're not going to have any more of this crap. We're not going to have any more gun control BS. Yeah, disarm all the parents. Disarm all the loving parents out there. Make sure they don't have any guns. Make sure that the schools are a gun-free zone. So crazed, insane people, the kind of people who make perfect left-wingers, show up to murder our children. My little son's not in the school. No way I'm sending my... I'm not going to risk my children. Sorry. Homeschooling. But if you are going to send your kids off there, make damn sure that stinking school board doesn't set the policy. Make sure that the parents set the policy. Make sure that you elect Donald Trump. Don't get screwed again into a stolen election. And folks, that's what's coming up is another stolen election. They just did it in Georgia. You think Brian Kemp actually won the election in Georgia? You think he actually won 70% of the vote? I don't think so. It's just like Joe Biden's 81 million votes. And I love what Mike Lindell says. We don't have elections in America anymore. We have selections. The people who control the damn machines can set the vote anywhere they want. And they did it again. They did it again. And Mike Lindell and his team, I believe they caught him. All right, let's go back to the president here. Or let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First are right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next are beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames, eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We're going to get right back to the president, but just a little anecdote here. My own fuzzy memories cleared here during the break there. And you know what I was remembering there, that, you know, Turn the Page album, that is Metallica. The engineer got it right there. Bob Seger song, a Metallica, beautiful recording of it. And I'll play a second of that. And Dave Mustaine used to be in Metallica. Dave Mustaine went on to create another metal band, Megadeth. And now my memory is coming to me on this. He wrote an album, recorded an album called Endgame. Does that ring a bell? Who made a movie called Endgame that you're all very familiar with? Yeah, Mr. Alex Jones. And I remember listening, just thrilled to hear Dave Mustaine being interviewed by Alex Jones. It was several years ago. Don't remember how many. But I hope Mustaine is still in the Patriot groove. I hope to see him up on a stage with Megadeth as an opening act for a Trump rally. But and here's that song you remember. It's just brilliant. Mustaine, brilliant. I'll just play 2 seconds of this. We all remember this.
We knew the night before.
She's right up there with Bach.
Tonight, the sun be wandering, the way the
Wow. Yeah, there's still a few musicians left. Yeah, on the road again. Anyway, that's Metallica playing that. Dave Mustaine's former band. So let's go back to the president. I'll bet you Donald Trump's a fan of Mustaine. Here he is. Largest crowd in the history of the state of Wyoming.
Every one of them is there. Fake news, every one of them.
Every one of them.
But in many ways, worse than the terrible Democrats are the backstabbing rhino Republicans.
Yes.
Who are helping them do their act. And there is no rhino in America who has thrown in her lot with the radical left more than Liz Cheney.
Now, folks, just realize the significance of what you're hearing. Liz Cheney is the single congresswoman for the state of Wyoming. Small states like Wyoming and North Dakota, we only get one congressman. Donald Trump flew out to Wyoming, and he's got a crowd, the biggest crowd in Wyoming history, many of whom got suckered into voting for Liz Cheney in years past by the enemy of the people media. He's got them roasting, frying Liz Cheney. This is too beautiful. Don't take it for granted. This didn't have to happen. Donald Trump made it happen. And it did happen yesterday. And it is happening. The Donald Trump show is traveling to a theater near you. He's traveling around the country doing this over and over again. Who's the biggest rhino in your neck of the woods? Donald Trump is on the warpath for your local rhino.
She has gone crazy. Now I get it. I've been hearing all these stories for years. Now I get it. She's gone totally crazy. In fact, the Democrats use her statements and quotes all the time in their campaign literature. And in their speeches, they say Republican Liz Cheney. And then they go with the worst statements ever. And it gives them a little credibility, but people aren't buying the act. Based on the polls, she's way down. She's at a level that nobody's seen yet. So we'll see what happens. Get out and vote. Don't let those Democrats vote for you. Don't let them vote. You know, you got a crazy system here.
In Wyoming, and this is true in many states, maybe your own, they have open primaries. So the communists, the demon rats, they can vote in your primary, and they do it. They're organized, folks. We're not. They are. We're getting organized. Donald Trump is organizing us. His greatest achievement is the creation of this movement, which means organizing us, getting us to form up shoulder to shoulder in a phalanx to confront our organized enemies. They vote in your primaries. They vote to get their Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, Ben Sasse rhinos to pretend to be your representative in what they pretend is a representative republic, where they pretend your vote, you're represented. No, you're not. You're not represented. You haven't been represented for your whole life. It's been a fraud, and it's worse now than ever. We're at the darkest hour. But it is at this darkest hour that we finally wake up.
You know what that means, right? Don't let the Democrats do what they did in another state last week. Don't let them do it.
Georgia. He's talking about Georgia. And again, balls of steel. Donald Trump is saying they did it again. Brian Kemp did it again. Brad Raffensperger did it again. They committed treason. They defrauded the election system. This is life in prison. This isn't a traffic ticket. If you pack votes, if you defraud, if you undermine the election system, you are a traitor. You're worse than the Rosenbergs. way worse than the Rosenbergs. And that's Brian Kemp. That's Brad Raffensperger. They have stolen our election system. And the guy you want to support that has exposed this is Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike Lindell has pledged all his money. He's forget about the pillows. He's got his company handling that for him. He's traveling around the country. He's nonstop exposing the fact that our election system has been stolen. It's stolen, folks. We don't have clean elections. We don't have honest elections. The enemy has taken over all of the top institutions. Our existence as a civilization, your very life, the very life of your family is hanging by a thin, slender thread. And I'll talk about that later in the show. In fact, let me just, who wants to hear me? You want to hear the president. But let me tell you what we're facing right now. This is so much worse than what we faced in 2016 with Hillary. All right, we're facing World War III. I'm just going to go over bullet points. World War III in Ukraine. Oh, hey, how much did you enjoy the last World War III? How much did you and your family enjoy the last nuclear war? That's right. It's the end of your life, the end of your family, the end of your civilization. So there's one first bullet point, World War III in Ukraine, and that's coming. Open borders, absolutely open. Minimum of 4 million people a year, minimum, streaming into your country. The world's refuse, the prisons being emptied into America. That's the end of America, folks. If that doesn't stop, we're done. We're over. Put a fork in it. Number three, hyperinflation. That'll destroy any nation. Number four, stagflation. That'll do the same thing. Number five, deindustrialization. What is made in America anymore? The Chinese are about to invade Taiwan. All right? All your computer chips are built in Taiwan. When your computer chips are gone, that's it. Turn out the lights. Literally, the lights will go out. Number five, World War III in Taiwan. That's right. World War III is coming to a theater near you. I heard Jeff Nyquist, a genius, talking on the Steve Bannon show. God, what a genius Steve Bannon is, about World War III coming in Taiwan. And they said, how are you going to handle this, Mr. and Mrs. America, when the Chinese punch a big hole with a cruise missile into a numerous American aircraft carriers, each of them going down with 6,000 Americans to the bottom of the Pacific Ocean? That's coming. And can they do that? Yes, they can, right now. And are they willing to do it? Are these people evil enough to do it? Is evil marching around the world? Yes, it is. Pure, unadulterated, vile, 100%, 200-proof evil. Are they willing to kill all of us? Yes, they are. The bastards who are amping up the war in Ukraine, bastards like Biden, are they willing to get us all into a World War III? Yes, they are. Same in Taiwan. And then, of course, I mentioned the voter fraud. Have you seen the movie 2000 Mules? Brilliant. By Dinesh D'Souza. Which Fox won't broadcast. You can't put it on Fox. I don't think even Tucker Carlson can interview on 2000 Mules. Fox has been controlled by the enemy. From within. You can't talk about vote fraud. You can't talk about a stolen election on Fox News. They've gone to hell. And we have this little slender thread of radio stations like this where we do talk about it. And we have a president who talks about it.
Because the Democrats get it. By the way, Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, we just had a great primary victory today. A nicely endorsed candidate. You know that, right? Bert Jones and Herschel Walker. Yeah. In Texas, we were 33-0. We swept We swept, this is just this last week, 33-0 in Texas. We swept Arkansas. In fact, we have a great new governor going to take place very soon in Arkansas, right? We know who that is, right? Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she's great. She's great. And we are sweeping, we're sweeping everything. And we actually did great in Georgia. You look at those races, all the congressmen and congresspeople, we swept everything. So a couple of little problems we had with a lot of people voting. And you have to be very, very careful with that. Our voting systems are really bad. And when you allow Democrats to vote in a Republican primary, you know, the governor was very nice. He met me at the plane. But I said, Governor, you shouldn't allow Democrats to vote in a Republican primary. He was very, very nice. He was very, very nice. He gave me a beautiful hat. He gave me the whole thing, and I said, you know, I'd rather not have the hat. I'd rather have Democrats not voting in the Republican primary.
Right on.
I don't need the hat. Wyoming thought you were electing a conservative warrior, but instead you got a lapdog for Pelosi and a human soundbite machine for CNN and MSDNC. MSDNC.
Oh, God.
Liz Cheney hates the voters of the Republican Party, and she has for longer than you would know. Wyoming deserves a congresswoman who stands up for you and your values, not one who spends all of her time putting you down, going after your president in the most vicious way possible, and loving endless, nonsensical, bloody, horrible wars that never end. They just never end.
Now, did you hear that? Endless, nonsensical, bloody wars that never end. This is one of the beauties of Donald Trump. No war, no war with Donald Trump. Peace through strength. Yes, he's a tough guy. Yes, yes, he carries a big stick. But that's why he doesn't have to use it. Because the bad guys know he will use it. If they get smart with his America. If they threaten us, they threaten our children. But he's the peace president.
The Cheneys are diehard globalists and warmongers who have been plunging us into new conflicts for decades, spilling American blood and spending American treasure all over the world. The Cheneys, along with George Bush, didn't even have the courage to pardon Scooter Libby. He was their big protector. You know, he protected George Bush very badly. He could have been in big trouble, and so could Cheney. And they didn't do it. You know who did it? I did it. I gave him a pardon.
Wow. Wow. You know, and what he's doing, what did he do right there? You know, George Bush ran the Republican Party. And Dick Cheney, too. He just said, these are not men. They do not have balls. These are not men. These are cowards. These are warmongering cowards. They are putrid filth. Now, folks, we've never had, we finally have a man who says it. Finally.
Scooter Libby, right? I gave Scooter Libby a pardon. They couldn't do it. They wouldn't do it, or they couldn't do it. And I thought it was a terrible thing. But I gave Scooter Libby because Scooter Libby got screwed, okay? And I didn't do it for them. I did it because I thought it was the right thing to do. And frankly, George Bush should have done it long before me. The Cheneys have never met a war they didn't like. That's why Liz Cheney voted no on bringing our troops back home from Syria, where they didn't even want to have us. I mean, it's so crazy. We go to countries that don't even want us, so we just go there. It's almost like we do it by habit. We do it by habit, but we lose people. Costs very much money, but we lose people, which is much more important and much worse. And that's why Liz Cheney now is at the front of the parade trying to get us to go into wars with Russia or anyone else that wants to bite. And you see that, and you see it all over, and you see it over and over.
Don't you hope Liz Cheney was watching this live? Oh, please, I hope she was watching this live yesterday.
The stupidity of these people. And you know, when I was there, we were respected. Nobody was going to war with us. We didn't have to go to war for people to know that we were the toughest and we were the strongest. We did it in a much different way. She's the face of the Washington swamp and the same failed foreign policy of the Clintons, Bushes, the Obamas, the Bidens.
Let's take a break, folks. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Well,
I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of...
Oh, I never found a wealthy woman. All righty. Hey, and by the way, tonight I get to hear, hey, Hank Williams Jr. That's right. He's going to be right here in North Dakota tonight. Hank Williams Jr. I think he's 75. Oh, boy. I'll report back to you next week on, I'll be in the mosh pit. So, I'll be 74 in about 10 days, something like that. In the mosh pit. All right. Right there with Dave Mustaine. So I'll give you a full ringside front row report. Now listen to this. Donald Trump, they're about to flash a picture of Liz Cheney on the screen. And you hear the crowd booing. And the president turns to see what they're booing, and he sees his picture of Liz Cheney. Listen to what he has to say. And understand, he's got this. He understands the moral dimension. He understands that this is a fight to the death against evil. This isn't your daddy's Oldsmobile. This isn't like anything we've experienced before.
Of the Clintons, Bushes, the Obamas, the Bidens, and the entire sick political establishment.
Sick. He's got it. They're booing her picture.
I think she looks good.
She looks like hell.
Looks nice. But Liz Cheney is about America last. She's weak on border security. By the way, very weak on border security. In his House conference chair, she sent every Republican member of Congress talking points on amnesty ripped word for word from the Biden White House. Literally word for word. It's time you finally had a representative who put America first and who's looking to make America great again.
Everyone's on their feet. Folks, what you can't see, this is the Ford Wyoming Center. It's the biggest arena in Casper. There are more people in and around this arena right now than the entire population of Casper. including probably a lot of the population of Casper. And notable as here is that this is the first arena event that our president has held since before the China bioweapon scamdemic and virus and vaccine bioweapon scamdemic. This is the first indoor arena event since then. Remember the insanity we've gone through? We couldn't get together in a crowd. We couldn't gather together. We had to, do you remember walking one way in supermarkets? We'll be right back with more of this great rally yesterday.
Mitch McConnell is looking for a compromise on gun control. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Republican Senate Minority Leader McConnell said yesterday, quote, "What I've asked Senator Cornyn to do is to meet with the Democrats who are interested in getting a bipartisan solution and coming up with a proposal, if possible, that's crafted to meet this particular problem," end quote. Well, this particular problem is a society without God. This particular problem is the mental health of a nation where over half of the population is on pharmaceuticals. This particular problem is a generation without responsibility or consequences. This problem is people divided by partisan hate driven by Washington, D.C. The problem is politicians who think that more gun laws will work where gun-free zone signs have failed. No gun law can ever be proposed to meet this particular problem. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pacem Parabellum.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.